This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's Michael Beanie here. And while we're taking a break from making brand new Storytime podcasts, we're asking some Mini Beanie fans to choose their favourite old episode, and we're re-releasing them. And while we're at it, we're going to have a chat to them as well. So I'm chatting to Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
I remember not too long ago, you came to see one of our shows and you dressed up as one of our characters.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what character did you dress up as?
Professor Know-It-All.
Yes. Can you give me a Professor Know-It-All? Ha, ha, ha. And also at one of the shows you came along to, you gave me a very special gift.
Yes,
I did. What did you give me?
I gave you spaghetti.
Yeah, you did. Why? Yeah. What gave you the idea to give me spaghetti?
Because you love spaghetti.
It was very special. Thank you. How long have you been listening to Beanies for?
Well, that's actually hard. I don't really know, but I know it's been a few years, around 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
8 years old.
How old are you now?
8.
8. And you've been listening to 5 or 6 years. What episode have you chosen for your favorite?
I've chosen Beanie Bath Time.
Yes, great episode. You know, I wrote that one, so it's very special. Why have you chosen Beanie Bath Time? Why is that one you like to listen to?
Because there's a talking rubber ducky.
Professor Ducky?
Yes. And also we get Mim at the start pretending to be a detective.
What is she trying to remember? What she's trying to solve again?
Who ate her missing lunch?
Yeah. Any other bits you like from the episode that you remember?
Probably that all three banks are right next door to each other.
Whack, whack. You're right. You're right. You're right, Ducky. We shouldn't tell other people how to do their job.
Yeah, I really like that part.
I think that's really funny. And I also think that whenever they visit the, was it the clowns?
Yes.
I was at the clown convention.
Yeah, and the annual soap convention.
Yeah.
And all the S's at the soap shop. Just saying so many S's. Sammy, soap, suds, etc.
Hey, Patrick, thank you so much for having a little chat with me today.
It was really fun for me as well. I was real excited and looking forward to this. This is to all Beanies, wherever you are in the world, that I'm really looking excited to hearing all these kids speak with your episodes.
Oh, that's really nice, Patrick. Thank you so much. That's a really nice thing to say. Hey, Patrick, can I get a quickly, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today, we might solve a mystery, make friends with a rubber ducky,
and learn a song for bath time.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Laura Beanie.
Yes, Michael Beanie.
I got this letter slipped under my door saying the detective wants to see me in the living room.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Who's the detective?
I don't know. Or maybe Mim knows, and she might have got the letter as well.
Oh, this might be the detective.
Detective Mim Beanie. Yes, it is I. The greatest detective to have ever lived in the history of anything ever, full stop. That's it, I'm the best.
Ooh, she sounds good.
I've called you both here to answer some questions.
Ooh, a quiz.
A quiz on how guilty you are. For I am working on the curious case of Mim's missing lunch from the fridge.
I noticed my sandwich went missing at lunchtime yesterday.
for I had placed it in the fridge in its usual spot and wrote Mim's lunch on its paper wrapping. But when I opened the fridge to eat the delicious...
Do you think I should tell her I found the sandwich wrapping in King Louis the dog's bed?
Gone.
You think he ate it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How did he get into the fridge?
I don't know. I guess the same way he can turn on the TV and watch movies, I suppose. It's so weird.
We should tell Mim.
Let's just play along for a little while first.
Okay.
But opening the fridge for his usual lunchtime meal of a plate of spaghetti, he would have been met with nothing. Nothing but my delicious sandwich! And I put it to you, Michael Beeny, that it was you who committed the unforgivable crime of eating my lunch.
All right, I did it. I couldn't help myself. I was just so hungry, and I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for Detective Mim Beeny.
Michael!
Michael, you didn't really eat it.
Nah, but you said play along.
So you didn't eat it?
No.
Oh. Then it was King Louis the dog.
Yes, it was. Sorry about that. I'll just make you lunch today to make up for it.
Hey, this reminds me of a story about a detective. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
There was once a great detective by the name of Inspector Dickey. Inspector Dickey was known for solving such crimes as the stolen royal pillows, the mystery of the disappearing playground, and of course, the peculiar incident of who keeps leaving the TV on.
Ah, yes, all great mysteries. But I wouldn't have been able to do it without my faithful detective sidekick, the rubber ducky, Ducktective. No, Ducktective, you're too modest. I really wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
People from all over would get Inspector Dickey and the Ducktective to help solve their crimes. One day, the inspector was called to a bank. It had been robbed. They arrived at the scene of the crime.
Did someone call for an inspector?
Inspector Dickey! Thanks for coming. I'm afraid my bank has been robbed.
Yes, I can see. There's police everywhere. And I suppose you need help finding the person that did it.
Please, Inspector. Please help.
All right. We'll take on the case. You're right, Detective. Let's look at the scene of the crime. Where is the safe that all the money has been stolen from?
Just over here, Inspector. It's quite a mystery. No alarms went off, no one saw anything, and there's not one clue.
Not one clue. We'll see about that.
Everyone gathered around to watch Inspector Dickey and the Ducktective do their detective work.
Well, isn't that Inspector Dickey?
Yeah, I heard they solved the mystery of the stolen chips.
Didn't the criminal turn themselves in and confess?
Yeah, but the inspector was about to catch him.
You're right. To most people, there are no clues to be seen here. However, I can see several.
Wow, you're good.
Right here, we can see what appears to be a slippery liquid.
But Inspector, that could have been something left by the cleaners.
Quite the opposite, I'm afraid. This is different. Exactly, Ducktective. It appears this liquid is what is used to blow bubbles. And here, look. Here is a bird's feather. Yes, I suppose you're right. This could be the calling card of the robber. We'll take this with us, but for now, we should have a word with Mr. Jangles the Clown, who I saw a moment ago blowing bubbles in the park. Ms. Bank Manager.
Yes?
Do you have any other banks in the area?
Oh, yes. There's two more banks in the area.
Where are they?
Oh, they're just next door.
You have three banks next door to each other?
Yes.
Quite right, Ducktective. We don't tell other people how to do their job. But I do suggest, Ms. Bank Manager, that you prepare some sort of net trap in your other banks. Whoever robbed this bank was a professional and may rob again.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Inspector.
You can thank me when I found your thief.
The inspector went to talk to Mr. Jangles the Clown, who was blowing bubbles in the park.
Mr. Jangles? The Clown?
Hello, Inspector DeKee and Detective. How can I help?
Mr. Jangles, where were you last night?
I was at the annual clown convention.
And you have someone who can prove you were there?
Why, all my clown friends here.
Yeah, you're sorry.
Ah, yes. Pardon me, clowns. Thank you for your time, Mr. Jangles. Good day.
Now, whenever the inspector has a lot of thinking to do, he would take a bath. It's a great place to do a lot of thinking while giving yourself a clean. So, Inspector DeKee would run a bath with some bubbles and have his rubber ducky floating around as well.
A real mystery, Detective. If it wasn't Mr. Jangles the clown, then who was it?
Quack, quack.
That's very true. We don't know much at all. I feel like we're missing something.
Quack.
Well, perhaps we should go back to the bank tomorrow and look for more clues.
Later that night, after the inspector went to bed, another bank was robbed. In the morning, the inspector went to the scene of the crime.
Oh, Mr. Inspector, thank you for coming. We've been robbed. Again.
Yes, I can see that. There's no money in your bank.
Quack, quack.
I can also see the net you set up as a trap for the robber didn't work.
That's right. I don't know how they did it, but the trap was set off and the net was empty.
It appears our thief is too clever for us, Detective. We have been outsmarted. Let's have a look at this net.
Quack, quack.
Why, this net is all slippery. It must have been covered in the same liquid we found at the first scene of the crime.
Is it more bubble mix?
Perhaps I was wrong. Your thief did get caught in this trap, but then used something slippery to slip right out of the net.
Quack.
Great suggestion, Detective. Something slippery like soap.
Why, you think Soap Seller Sammy?
Yes, I suspect Soap Seller Sammy slipped on suds to escape. Seriously.
Quack, quack.
Great eyes, Detective. There's another bird feather here. It's a calling card. Ms. Bank Manager, I'm afraid your third bank may be robbed. You must get something more serious than a net for your trap. Something less slippery. This time, try a cage.
Thank you, Mr. Inspector.
You can thank me when I found your thief.
Inspector DeKee and the Detective then went for a visit to question Soap Seller Sammy.
Good day, Soap Seller Sammy.
Salutations.
Save it, Sam. Soap suds were said to be used to slip through a net. I suspect soap suds supplied by you.
Seriously?
Stop being so sus, Sam. You think there's soap in my eyes? Where were you last night?
I was at the annual soap convention.
And is there anyone who can prove you were there?
Why, all the soap makers here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Excuse me, everyone. I didn't see you there with all the soap bubbles everywhere.
Well, that's all right.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Good day.
That night, the inspector had a lot to think about. The mystery was a tough one to solve. The inspector ran a bath with bubbles and started to do some thinking.
It's a true mystery, Detective. Yes, you're right. I shouldn't be so hard on myself. Two banks were robbed. No clues apart from two birds' feathers and a slippery net. Maybe we've been outmatched here.
Quack, 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 quack.
Wow, I've never heard it put that way before. You can be so wise sometimes, Detective. Thank you.
Inspector DeKee went off to bed, but this time they couldn't sleep.
I'm missing something. Missing something, but what? You know what will help? I'll take another bath, and then I can think straight.
And DeKee went to run another bath with bubbles.
Detective, I'm sorry to disturb you so late, but I'm still thinking about this mystery of the bank robberies. Another bath should help me think straight, and I'll have a breakthrough in no time. Detective? Detective?
But the Detective was nowhere to be seen.
Excuse me. Detective, are you in your cupboard?
But the Detective wasn't in their usual spot. They were gone.
Where could they be? What's this? A book. 101 ways to rob a bank. Oh, the Detective must be doing some research. And this, a safe cracker for cracking bank safes.
Yes, of course. They must be trying to get in the mind of a bank robber. Brilliant work, Ducktective. And what's this here? Ducktective's diary. Monday, rob bank. Tuesday, go to the bank with silly inspector and blame it on someone else. Wednesday, rob another bank. Well, this is very odd. The Ducktective must be really delving deep into the mind of a bank robber with this sort of work. And look here, a bird feather. Why, it's the same feather that was left at the scene of the crime.
The inspector realized what was going on.
The Ducktective intends to catch the thief red-handed tonight. I must go to the bank at once.
And the inspector raced to the third bank, hoping to join the Ducktective in catching the thief red-handed stealing money.
Ducktective! Ducktective!
Are you here?
Where are you?
Then, all of a sudden, the trap set for the thief, a large metal cage, dropped from above and down onto Inspector Dickey.
What? The trap!
The alarm was set off and all the lights turned on. In front of the inspector, at an opened bank safe with piles and piles of money, was the thief. It looked like a small rubber ducky wearing a disguise.
You there, thief! Stop where you are! I am Inspector Dickey and you are under arrest. Reveal yourself!
The little rubber ducky slowly turned to the inspector and removed the big mustache disguise.
Why, yes, it's me, the Ducktective.
How could you? Why would you... Wait, you can talk?
Yes, I can talk.
All this time you were just quacking at me. I thought you were talking to me.
No, you were making all that up.
But why? Why would you do this?
Because I knew I could get away with it, and I needed the money.
The money? Why?
Because I want to be
a real duck.
All my life I've been a talking rubber ducky, a sidekick to a famous inspector. But I want to be where the other ducks are,
on a lake, and fly, and get bread thrown at me at park by little children who say, "Here, ducky, 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 ducky."
Ducktective, if only I knew.
All right, thief, give yourself up. You're surrounded.
Well, Inspector, it's time for me to escape, and you're the one in the cage.
Please, Ducktective, give yourself in. After all these years, remember the mystery of the stolen ice creams or the thief of the seashell manor. Remember? I couldn't have done it without you by my side. Please. Please, you're my best friend.
The Ducktective, now bank robber, stopped and thought.
We've got you surrounded. Turn yourself in.
All right, I'll turn myself in.
And then the Ducktective turned themselves in. They put the Ducktective in the back of a police car ready to go off to jail. And the police gathered at the scene of the crime.
Well, there you go, Inspector. Another mystery solved. But how did you do it?
Don't thank me, Ms. Bank Manager. I wouldn't have been able to do it without the help of my partner, the Ducktective. The soapy liquid we found at every bank scene was actually slippery, bubbly bath water. And the bird feather left behind at each scene of the crime was actually a duck feather.
What do you think will happen to the Ducktective?
Well, he must be punished for stealing all that money. And so he must be taken off to jail in this very police car. But where is he gone?
The police car was covered in soapy, bubbly bathwater and was empty.
The Ducktective has escaped.
The Ducktective's gone.
Oh, duck, isn't he?
Quick.
Oh, he's gone. Go. Search everywhere.
And some say the Ducktective is still at large today. Perhaps in bubble baths around the world or in a lake with other ducks being fed bread. Either way, the mystery is still unsolved.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination. And picture in your head
a rubber ducky.
What
colour is your rubber ducky? Is it yellow or all the colours of the rainbow?
What noise does your rubber ducky make? A squeak or a quack?
How big is your rubber ducky? Is it little and can fit in your hand, or as big as a boat?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a rubber ducky.
Nice story, Michael.
Yeah, it got really dramatic at the end there.
Yeah, but that's how you tell a good crime story. You show all the problems, then they all come together right at the end, bada bing, bada boom, big finish.
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, Beanies. I came by because someone has taken my lunch from the fridge, even though I put my name on it.
Oh, we solved that. It was King Louis the dog.
He took my lunch? How did he open the fridge?
Like I said, probably the same way he turns on the TV and watches movies. We don't know.
Yeah, and then Michael told us a story about an inspector with a rubber ducky sidekick who solves mysteries by thinking about them when it's bath time.
Oh, you told a story about bath time.
I mean, it was more of a crime being solved.
You told a story about bath time and didn't really go into the importance of properly taking a bath and cleaning yourself.
I see where you're going with this.
I think it's important to take a moment to talk about bath time and how important it is to properly clean yourself at the end of the day. Being clean not only helps your body fight off nasty germs, but it also makes you feel good.
Hey, Professor, what if we sing a bath time song?
Yeah, and maybe Mini Beanies can listen to it when they have a bath.
Or solve mysteries.
Maybe just bath time.
Ha ha, all right, Beanies, hit it!
Washing and a scrubbing with a rubber dub dub. Having fun in the bubbles, just my ducky and me. I'll be squeaky clean, just you wait and see.
What do we wash first?
Between my toes, between my toes, between my toes.
That's how it goes.
I scrub my knees, I scrub my knees, I scrub my knees.
Get clean, please.
I wash my legs, I wash my legs, I wash my legs.
Rinse those pegs.
Clean my booty,
clean my booty,
clean my booty,
clean my booty,
clean my booty.
Don't leave it poopy, it is your duty.
Got the soap, got the washcloth, now it's time for the tub. Washing and a scrubbing with a rubber dub dub. Having fun in the bubbles, just my ducky and me. I'll be squeaky clean, just you wait and see.
I wipe my tummy, I wipe my tummy, I wipe my tummy.
It feels funny.
Wash my back, wash my back, wash my back.
Still on track.
My belly button, belly button, my belly button.
What's it doing?
It's doing nothing.
My armpits.
My armpits.
My armpits.
My armpits.
What are pits?
Your underarmpits. Got the soap, got the washcloth, now it's time for the tub. Washing and a scrubbing with a rubber dub dub. Having fun in the bubbles, just my ducky and me. I'll be squeaky clean, just you wait and see.
Rubber ducky.
Maybe you can bring a rubber ducky along to your bath time. Or sing along to our song when you give yourself a wash.
But remember to get every bit of your body, Mini Beanies.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.